There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the sports betting network. Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard as we are live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Coming up over the next 3 hours on the program, we will talk to Drew Butler, former Georgia kicker, and he won the Ray Guy Award, actually, when he was with the Bulldogs. Unfortunate news there is Ray Guy, great guy, by the way, no pun intended. Ray Guy was an awesome dude. Paulie and I each talked to him in our careers, and he was an awesome guy, passing away at the age of 73. But Butler on the big SEC games that we have coming up this weekend. Adam Chernoff in 90 minutes, some additional bets that he likes this week. Jeff Siegel on the Breeders' Cup, and Chuck Edel, professional sports bettor. Back end of today's show, we will begin with the Thursday night football game from last night, Eagles and the Texans. Really, that cover was never in question. The Eagles never actually were covering that game, 13, 13 and a half, or 14, and it landed on 12 yesterday. So the Texans were, in fact, the right side. Tough to win in this league. I mean, even though that had blowout and mismatch written all over it, I think I emphasize that I hate betting double-digit favorites in the NFL. And they won by 12 points. And, you know, in the first half, it was a little dicey. That first drive of the game, right down the field for the Texans to take a 7-0 lead. How about that?
Couldn't believe it. First time it's happened, right? Yeah. Piece of cake. It was easy. And then they were a little sloppy. The turnover, which, again, they'd only have two turnovers on the season coming in. And they missed the 54-yard field goal. But they pull away late. Get the win. Now you enjoy the time off, and you get ready to pound Washington on Monday night.
That's exactly what you do.
Yep.
Divisional foe, though, will not be easy. Washington's defense has been playing better as of late. And, you know, that formula last night, we talked about that very much on the show yesterday. Just run the ball against the Texans. And you saw some of the holes last night by watching the game. I mean, a semi-truck could have driven through some of those holes the Eagles' offensive line were creating. And that's part of the reason why I loved Miles Sanders yesterday. And I bet him with the anytime touchdown at even money. And that got there right away. I also told you that I had a little bit more than pizza money on two touchdowns and pizza money on three touchdowns.
Gainwell touchdown.
It's frustrating, man. Yeah. And I tweeted this out. It's Sanders, Sanders, Sanders all the way down the field to the 1 yard line. And I know this has been kind of the MO with him throughout his career. Yank him out. Get Gainwell in there. Let him score a touchdown. And as I tweeted, is this Miles or Barry? Because the same exact thing, are they related? Like the same exact thing happened in Detroit year after year after year with Barry Sanders. Oh, here's Barry on a, you know, 7-play drive right down the field of the 1 year. Let's get Barry Sanders out and put Tommy Vardell in to see if we can get him a fullback touchdown. Touchdown Tommy.
There you
yeah.
go. It's been too long for a touchdown Tommy reference. Hurts was great again. I think it's going to be a fantastic race for MVP.
So do I.
Between him and Allen. The other thing is Pierce was great. Pierce went off. So this is going to be a hell of a race for Offensive Rookie of the Year. And you have a big ticket on Pierce, and I have it a worse, much worse number. But that'll be a great battle. And at DraftKings, he's now the favorite ahead of Walker, if you can believe it. He can still grab plus 330 on Pierce right now. But the other thing, this nice drive to start, and then that was it. It's, you know, the mistake is coming with Mills.
Oh, you do.
It's just there's too many turnovers with this guy. He has regressed. And it's unfortunate because the Texans will be in the quarterback business after this year. He is not the answer.
That the pass that was picked off last night, just I know he's in his second year and young quarterbacks do that, but why are you forcing the ball when and it's not even close? I mean, it looks really, really bad at all, but there's no reason to throw that at all. And if you're he's in a tough spot, I know he's got the pressure on him, and he was, you know, that was part of the handicap yesterday too, was the Eagles are so good at the front, and that sack prop went over yesterday again for the combined 4.5 sacks. Mm-hmm. He had to lay some juice on it, but it got there last night. But just such an unforced air out of him to throw that right into the Eagles defender, Gardner Johnson, for the easy INT. But also, what you were talking about, I think we can tie in the Eagles schedule here, talking about when their first loss is coming. And Pierce, because he did that on national TV last night, and it was the lone game, so everybody's watching, as you said, now the favorite at one book anyway, DK, to be the Offensive Rookie of the Year. Now Walker needs to come back and match that kind of on Sunday against the Cardinals. But they almost gave him 30 carries last night. So they kept feeding him the ball even when they were down. And I will tell you, there are a couple of teams on the schedule coming up that if they're smart, again, that's the one sort of weakness on this Eagles team, is that you can run the ball on them. Well, the Packers can run the ball. Although that look-ahead line, I think, is a little bit too short. What do you see, 4.5 or 5 on the Eagles?
And that was in that range, yeah. Too much respect for a team that's lost 4 in a row, absolutely.
And I will tell you, the team that now, I mean, after watching it last night, really sticks out as a possible loss for Philadelphia. How about Week 13? This is certainly pending the quarterback health there for the Titans. But the way that team can run the football, and the way that they're the exact opposite of the Texans. It's very difficult to run the ball on the Titans. Now, you can throw all day long, so maybe Hurts would do that with A.J. Brown and Goddard and Smith. But maybe that Titans matchup, if Danny Hill's going to be healthy, would be the one in which, if they're undefeated, they lose the game.
Yeah. Can they get? I think they can flex by that point, too. So that could be a Sunday night game.
The Sunday night schedule is not good moving forward.
They'll flex the hell out of it.
Yes, they are.
With what's coming up. That's a great prop. They'll repost it. If Taylor's healthy, maybe you could give him fits because you don't want to sling it 30 times with Ellinger. You are right how well the Packers ran the ball against Buffalo. But you do have to consider Barkley. But other than that, I would say still they're going to be at home and they're going to do enough offensively. And again, do what they continue to do, which is take the ball away.
Yeah.
Great job here. Number one in turnover battle and turnover margin. And a big reason for their success and why they're 8-0 for the first time. I still think it's Dallas. So you talk about the running game and how good. And again, I don't care what Jerry Jones says. They're playing the wrong running back.
Oh, of course they are.
Dallas 16-1 on Christmas Eve. Still could be the first loss for them. But a great story here. And they're going to get the one seed. And that's also a great battle with that prop. Who's going to win the most games in the league, Buffalo or Philly?
Yeah, well, that and also what you said about the MVP race. It's probably down to 3 players right now. But Hurts is right there, in my opinion, with Allen. Has to be. And if they win 15, 16, 17, you know. And here is Jalen Hurts talking after the game last night about being 8-0 at this point.
I mean, I've been 8-0 before and lost the national championship, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, just take it day by day, you know what I'm saying? Take it day by day. We haven't accomplished anything yet, you know, and it's a day-by-day thing of us controlling things we can, playing to our standard, and trying to grow every day. I think that's truly what it's about.
Yeah. I mean, they can't afford to really have many losses. I know they have the tiebreaker against the Cowboys.
Yeah, the division is even over. They haven't played the Giants yet.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Sure. And the Cowboys one more time. I mean, so it's like they need to win as many games as possible. Otherwise, I mean, that one seed is gigantic, getting that bye week.
Yeah. Tough night in Philly. I mean, because you had this game coming down. It was a close game in the second half. And then you got the World Series, and that's tight, too,
uh-huh.
about what you have if the two TV set up.
So what'd you think last night? I mean, Verlander was not sharp.
No, but he battled. He got through it. You know, all the walks, got out of the bases loaded jam, got the win. Bullpen did a good job. I mean, you tell me before the game they only get three, and Thor pitches like that, I'd say, okay, the Phillies are going to win this game.
Yep.
But Thor makes the mistake early on. Altuve hits the double, gets the third on the air, and it's 1-0 before you can crack the first beer. But then Schwarber ties it up, and you think, oh, God, here we go again with Verlander. What is this deal in the World Series? But, you know, he worked out of it, settled down, turned it over to the bullpen. And I know what happened a couple of years ago when that kooky World Series when the road team won every game and they lost 6-7 at home against the Nats. But now they're a $6 favorite. A little low, too low for I'm surprised with the Game 6 line. I think Valdez will beat Wheeler, and that'll be all she wrote on Saturday.
Okay, yeah. He did get the win, like you said, so that was plus 170.
Yep, that comes in.
Kicked out. He went over his K-prop. So a couple of things we discussed in that game came in, but the one loser definitely was Thor on the prop to go under, the 2.5 Ks. He had two in the first inning. So he battled last night, too. You know, he did not make it easy for the Astros, although they got one right away. And then, I don't know, should Pena be the favorite to win the World Series MVP at this point?
I think so.
I think he probably should be. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That makes some sense. The kid's been, you know, scorching hot.
The other thing is that you just see, and it's a great story, but still, it is 106 wins against 87. I mean, it's what Philly's up against. Getting hot at the right time, much like the Braves last year. But you just see, and look at the pitching and the depth.
The pitching is just, I mean, it doesn't matter. The rotation.
Right. Now you got to go with Valdez now and try to stop him.
Think about this for a second. I mean, Verlander is going to win the Cy Young in the American League. He was awesome this year.
Yeah.
And as Matt Vasgersian told us like the other day, Javier is going to be their new ace. Like he's not even right now. He's probably not, the best starting pitcher on the team.
Right. Well, the season Valdez had.
But I was going to say both guys.
Sure, absolutely.
When you realistically look at it right now, let's say that there was one more series after this. Let's say they had to play the Dodgers, right? And they had time to set up their rotation. If you could talk to people like behind closed doors, I think they would say, we got to go Valdez in game one, Javier game two, then Verlander in game three. I think that would be the pecking order right now.
Yep, it didn't work out in the last game, but McCullers has been very good in the postseason as well.
Yeah.
Going back. So.
And it's just, so that rotation is awesome. And then the bullpen. I know the Phillies got one late, and I mean, it was like looking very dicey that they could have tied that game up, but.
How about this guy, one win away from 125,000, just comes in there, a mistake, give me $50 on this, Astros over the Phillies, and now he's in a great position.
Yeah.
Said he knew never hedge, and now if he wants to, he can take 4-1 on the Phillies.
At this point, sure he could.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Too low, though, right? $1.30. Valdez at home to close it out?
That is a short number on him.
I think they'll get to Wheeler.
It is. The Astros are so good.
Enough, yes.
They're very good, man.
Tough lineup.
Yep. Fall sports in full swing, and Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook is your home for all the latest odds, lines, and boosts. And whether you are a football, hockey, basketball, or baseball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Join them every week for new promotions like their Tuesday Hockey First Call Insurance, Friday Night College Football Bet and Get, and the Sunday Football Parlay Insurance, and more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the BetRivers app today. It's a whole new game. We'll recap more of last night's betting action up next with Win Some, Lose Some. And Paulie tried to tell you yesterday, the wrong team was favored. That's coming up here. Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand, it's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products, it's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
Win Some, Lose Some, presented by Bacardi Spiced Rum. Bacardi Spiced Rum, blended with natural flavors and spices for a bold yet smooth taste. Please drink responsibly.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
All right, Peña to go deep. 9-1, Schwarber. 4-1. Astros to score in the first inning at Bet Rivers, +260. Phillies to score in the first inning, +275. At Bet Rivers, the Eagles to win between 7 and 12 points. That was 4-1. Halftime, full time, much like soccer. Tie Eagles, 15-1.
Okay.
That's a big boy there. First score of the game. Touchdown, Texans, 4-1. Gainwell, anytime touchdown, +330. 2-point conversion, +230. Successful. That comes in. Share the story of first touchdown of the game. Never heard of this guy.
Yeah, neither had I. So he was, I'll tell you what it was like here at Circa, because Chris Bennett, who does all the numbers, he tries to post every single player or as many guys on the active roster. So he waits until game day to put up the odds. He was searching, and that kid was not even listed on the active roster in the morning when he posted the odds. So he was part of the field at 16-1. Had he been listed as an active player last night, I know how he posts the odds here. He probably would have been 150 or 200-1. Because he had guys in that range last night.
Sure, Yep. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, VSiN Pro, our radio and podcast friends. You always want to see these videos and the tweets. My guy Jordan cannot stand the nail trim. And here is this guy. The Oscar goes to getting ready for the nail trim and then getting close, ready to trim it. And super slow-mo, he falls down and faints. I can't. The acting here is off the charts by the dog. But he don't touch the pot. Don't touch the nail. They at the doggy daycare, they gave up with Jordan.
They did.
They said, we can't do it. He won't go for it.
So is he always yanking the paw? And then does he yelp at one?
He'll howl. Okay. Like, don't touch the paw. Absolutely. How about the dog mailman? Every single day you have this. Wagging the tail, got the little outfit on. Here comes the mailman. Jumps up on him. And then give me that. grabs the mail and then off.
Oh, you forgot one, buddy.
Right. Off they go, and then bringing it back to the owners, take it back to the house. There you go. Well-trained, smart, every single day. There you go. I got it. You don't have to put it in there.
Look at his
tail.
I'll
bring the mail back. Sure, absolutely. Get excited for that stuff, too. Cat imitation? Look at this. Monkey see, monkey do. Licking the paw, rubbing the face, back to the paw. Look at that. It's uncanny. It's like looking in the mirror, both of them.
It makes me want to get a kitten, huh?
Yeah, okay. There you go. Yep. Want to lose some? You nailed it. I didn't understand it. App State, pick up the 3. Misleading score, too. Got beat by Coastal Carolina, who should make the Fun Belt title game.
Yeah, not only that, but Coastal Carolina's outstanding quarterback, Grayson McCall, he left the game for a little while, got hurt.
Yeah.
And that was a mismatch. You're right. That was a misleading score. They were easily the best team last night.
Uh-huh. This was sent in from Follow the Money Army. Guy went on a cruise. Look what he had to encounter. Look at this. The bare feet. I'm on a cruise last week, sitting at the sports bar watching the game. The guy sitting next to me, I had to move. I mean, this is the guy.
Now,
guy just takes his barefoot. He's got his, takes the shoes off, the no socks. And
overall, though, we need a ruling on bare feet people, however you want to say it, on a cruise. Is it acceptable? I say probably yes, but not at a sports bar.
Right.
Not a sport. No, come on, man.
No, right. Right. Let me throw this in there, too, from Chris Felica. Army and Air Force Saturday, the early game. 23 of the last 26 meetings between service academies have gone under. There's a push in there, too. So it's 23-2-1.
Are you going under?
Yeah, 40's too high. Yeah, absolutely.
It's ticking down a little bit. I do see a 39.5, a couple of those out there right now.
Okay. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bacardi Spiced Rum. Please drink responsibly. Well, surreal piece of theater yesterday. I would say I hope it appears we're done with this and we can move on, but that's not going to be the case with Kyrie. Suspended by the Nets, finally came out with the... Imagine you can't say, and they beg you, and they expect you to say, I'm sorry. And they also say, when someone says, are you an anti-Semite? What's the reaction? No, get out. I mean, someone calls you a racist. Someone calls you... Right, it's like this cheating scandal in Major League Baseball when Canseco was accusing all those guys too of, you should be screaming holy hell from the mountaintops.
Right.
I have never cheated. I don't do that. Right? And he can't say I'm sorry. And he can't
Paul,
say that press conference. And then the Nets PR guy had to step in and shut it down.
Right.
It's this guy is the biggest pain in the ass. And to think you have the Kyrie debacle, you fired the coach. And this is not getting any attention because of Kyrie. Ben Simmons sucks. He's been terrible. We're not even 10 games in.
Yeah. The whole narrative with Ben Simmons to me again, I've been trying to warn people, he's not a good basketball player.
No.
Can we stop even mentioning his name? I don't know why people think that he's going to be come over to Brooklyn and be the savior.
Oh, it's been said by many too. He's completely delusional. That interview we did with J.J. Redick about I'm good and I do all this and I do... You can't shoot. You refuse to shoot. Now your defense stinks.
Yeah, no, I don't want him on my team.
Yeah,
I'm not kidding. I do not want Ben Simmons on my team, and Kyrie Irving's a bigger headache than that. And here is a little bit. And see, here's the thing. It took him, you can't do what you did in the world that we live in right now ever. I mean, you can't think, use your head for a second.
If there's one thing, I'm sorry, but I was going to say.
You never, put it this way. We talked about Halloween last week.
Okay, yes.
I brought this up off the air to you yesterday.
Right. Dahmer.
You said
eBay stopped selling the Dahmer.
Said you think a lot of people are going to go as Dahmer. I wanted to say on the air, but I didn't. I wanted to say at least people aren't going to go as Hitler. And guess what? This made national news during Halloween week. There was some jackass in the New York area who went to a bar, thought it was funny. He dressed up as Hitler. And how do you think the crowd inside that bar reacted? He lasted a couple of seconds, and everybody, good for them, good for the entire bar. They forced the guy to leave because he was going to catch an ass whooping. And I thought, whatever, it's creative, right? Everybody's like, get out of here, you idiot. What are you doing?
Yeah, yeah.
You don't, it's so obvious. You're brain dead. Why would you do this? And so it took him all week to actually say, I'm sorry.
There's one thing we should all agree on that there's no references or mentions of Hitler.
Yeah.
Or the denying the Holocaust.
Right.
And that's what's, and he doesn't understand. He contradicts himself every 2 seconds. What platform? Oh, I have a big platform. What's the word? Promoting it by tweeting it and putting it up there.
Of course.
Some people have said this as well. He had an out. I didn't watch it. There are people who say willing to bet all they have that he never even watched the damn thing, which is over 3 hours.
Well, here's
the thing. I can't stand this guy. No. I can't stand him.
Oh, by the way, so the biggest news story to me on this is with the gambling odds.
Oh, absolutely.
To tie it into this, they were, earlier in the week when we kicked this around, they were -$6 to make the playoffs. It was around +450 to miss. This morning, I'm looking at the yes to make is -340, the no is +260. Is there maybe still some value on the +260 to miss?
Oh, flat out waving him is in play. Just saying, I can't do this anymore. The other thing is, you can rule out a trade. That's gone now.
Well, could Durant go back to management and say,
yes,
we need to revisit this?
Yeah.
And shame on Kevin Durant for getting involved in this guy anyway.
Where will that rank all time?
That's one of the worst things you're ever going
to
see.
I'm leaving Curry to play with this guy.
Yep, I like him. We talked at the Olympics. He makes a lot of sense to me. Here's Kyrie Irving this week when he was being asked about his anti-Semitic beliefs.
Do you have any anti-Semitic beliefs? Again, I'm going to repeat. I don't know how the label becomes justified because you guys ask me the same questions over and over again. But this is not going to turn into a spin-around cycle of questions upon questions. I told you guys how I felt. I respect all walks of life and embrace all walks of life. That's where I sit. I think what people want to hear, though, is just a yes or no on that question. Yes or no.
I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from. I cannot be anti-Semitic if I know where I come from.
He also said at one point, I didn't make the movie.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Oh, sure. That's classic.
Our producer, Dustin, had a great tweet. Yeah. He's something about being over, you know, he's like, hey, might be a little bit overweight, I think is what Dustin said. And he goes, I didn't create donuts. I didn't invent donuts. I'm pissed off at the person. That's their fault, right? For creating that actual delicious treat.
Uh-huh.
But also, like, when it comes down to how many people knew the thing actually existed before he tweeted? I had no idea. I had never heard of this thing. I don't pay attention to that.
Good job by Nick Friedell.
I don't seek it out. Yeah, Friedell's been all over
and
this.
And what he did the last time, how uncomfortable it was over the weekend. He's right. So, yes, no question. They are the commissioner, the Nets owner, and the Nets organization are expecting, I'm sorry, and it never comes.
No.
And they're giving him every chance, and he won't do it.
No, took all week.
Chris Russo had a great point, the Hall of Famer now. And it's never right, but it's one thing where if it's like the middle of Kansas City, this is Brooklyn where he's doing this.
Yeah,
think about that.
Their updated win total, by the way, was shop around 44.5 or 45.5. They're going to win 46 games?
Oh, come on. Come on. It's an unmitigated disaster. And then to top it, to put the cherry on the sundae, they're going to hire a guy who was suspended for the whole year and the Celtics wanted nothing to do with him. Is their head coach?
Yeah, things are going well.
What's going on? What are the Nets doing?
Yeah. We thought, think about how bad you thought it could go for the Nets a month and a half ago. It's way worse.
It's not even close.
Than what you thought rock bottom was going to be.
What's going to happen when he challenges the guy, too, and calls him out?
Up next, we'll tell you about a post-bye week angle in the NFL that's 62% over 140 plays since 1999.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get everything VSiN has to offer for the rest of the football season for $99. VSiN Pro through the Super Bowl. And you get the college basketball betting guide, the college bowl guide as well. Get an edge. Visit VSiN.com/subscribe. $99 midseason special today. VSiN.com/subscribe.
Here we go with the NFL schedule on Sunday. Some of the early games. The Chargers are playing at the Falcons, Paulie. And Chargers coming off the bye. The Falcons in first place of the NFC South. Here's the angle. Steve Mackinnon here at VSiN does a great job posting pre-bye and post-bye numbers. I tweeted them out yesterday at Mitch Moss Radio. They're excellent. Here's the angle on the Chargers. Playing on-road favorites coming out of their bye week. Been very profitable. This goes all the way back to 1999, and it's been slightly more than 141 plays. The record is 101-40 straight up, 86-53-2 ATS. Again, that is 62%, 18% return on your investment. And Chargers here, it sets up well for them offensively, in theory. And Austin Eckler should have a very good game because the Falcons on defense, what they're bad at, the Chargers should definitely be able to exploit in this game.
I like them a lot, too, but then now you see the bad news with Allen. And I guess he could still play, but the hammy got worse during the bye week. You don't have Williams, and doesn't look like you're going to have Palmer with the concussion.
Yeah, it happens every year with this team.
Yeah, right.
So can they melt? Can they do like a patchwork type of deal with the receivers to make it enough for Herbert and company to go there and score enough points to cover?
Yeah, we've been pointing out in the pro tips, again, take a look at quarters and halves as well. Los Angeles, third worst in the first quarter. And again, that's coaching. They have been outscored by almost 30 points in the first quarter. Atlanta's done a good job in the first quarter. The other thing, though, is this going to come back to bite them where it's 71% of the time Atlanta's running when it's first and 10.
Yeah.
I mean, that's – you're giving everyone your game plan and what you're going to do. But it's still working out. 500, big pleasant surprise leading the division. Could get Patterson back. Art's doing a good job. But you think here, it's like if that doesn't work, you're putting yourself in second and long, and everyone knows what you're going to do. But really like the Chargers if they were healthy. Problem is they're never healthy.
Right.
And great spot, though, coming off the bye in Atlanta playing the overtime thriller.
So did we start to see maybe Arthur Smith last week changing the pace a little bit on offense and changing the overall philosophy, although Cordarrelle Patterson is expected back in this game for the Falcons. Mariota threw, or he actually surpassed 25 pass attempts last week for the first time since week number two. And he had more than 250 yards passing and three touchdowns. That was against Carolina's defense. And the Chargers have given up multiple passing scores in 5 of 7 games, and there is no J.C. Jackson. So maybe they continue throwing the ball, and Pitts becomes a little bit more of a factor. He scored last week. And on the flip side, I wanted to bring this up about Eckler as well. So over the past 5 weeks, running backs, remember this for Sunday, running backs with at least 14 carries against Atlanta are averaging 119 total yards and 1.8 touchdowns per game against this defense. Eckler has posted 13-plus carries in 5 out of 7 games so far, and the Falcons also have only faced really one running back who gets a lot of attention through the air. That was Leonard Fournette. He went 10 for 83 in a touchdown through the air. Eckler is the best receiving running back, or one of them, in football. Yeah. So this just has like rushing and receiving yards and anytime touchdown for Eckler written all over it in this game against Atlanta.
Yeah.
And maybe if you want to get creative about most rushing yards for a running back, this week could be him. But they use him a lot, and they target him a ton out of the backfield. That can, over reception is going to be a big number, but he'll be looking his way this week for sure.
Good game, intriguing game, but also important. It's also, you know, if not now, when for the Chargers? Coming off that stinker at home against Seattle, you lose this? I mean, you still have the tough games coming up.
Yep.
And you can't point to a lot of games left on the schedule and say, okay, that's going to be a win. And Herbert's 6-1 on the road when he doesn't throw an interception.
Dolphins. Yep, sorry. Dolphins at the Bears. Dolphins in that 5-point range as a favorite here. They're -3 in turnovers on the year, believe it or not. Well, now -4 as you're looking at the screen. Bears are actually +1, as we talked about. On the upswing, this Bears team offensively the last couple of weeks, Fields looking like he's getting a little bit better. The problem is here, what's the solution going to be for Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle? I mean, the weather could probably help out the Bears, but I will tell you, with Tyreek Hill, if McDaniel lines him up in the slot, there is a chance that the Bears are going to have to go with rookie Kyler Gordon against him. Well, Gordon has only allowed 81% completion rate so far in the year, and 115-plus passer rating, plus he's allowed 62-plus yards 5 times in 8 games. I mean, if it's Hill against Gordon, and Hill has had 4 different 160-yard games so far in the season, only 5 combined throughout the entire rest of the NFL.
Mm. And I was wrong. It's been a scary offense. Tua's been great. Again, the record when he plays. They haven't lost. Some of those numbers are misleading because of when you add Thompson in there and Teddy as well, though Teddy played well against Minnesota.
Good point.
But they also, they've won 11 in a row when they forced a turnover. The shot in the arm and what they did with the trade deadline to get Wilson, because McDaniel knows him well, so now you have Mostert and Wilson, and then to bring in Chubb. Defense, 23rd overall, scoring 22nd, 26th pass defense. Your point earlier was key. Check the wind out. I mean, that's the one thing that could hurt Miami here in Tua, is if it's wind, and you have to like how the Bears' offense is playing.
Yeah, for
absolutely.
Sure.
Now you get Claypool, and we'll see the impact that he can have right away and what he does on Sunday. But moving forward, if you have weapons now, Claypool, Mooney, and Fields can drop back and throw. I mean, to think 12 rushes of 10-plus yards since week 4, the weapon that this guy's become. So the Bears have something here on offense, even though he doesn't have a lot of weapons. But now you make the trade for Claypool and what they did in that shootout against Dallas, that they continue to move the ball.
Yeah. Also, I know that McDaniel and this Dolphins offense, they've been so good in the air, but let's pretend for a second here that the conditions are going to be a little bit difficult to maneuver through. I will give you this on Mostert. Yes, the Dolphins just traded for Jeff Wilson, but that was on Tuesday, on deadline day. So it's going to, you know, let's give him another week before he might become a factor and maybe split carries with Mostert. Here's the deal with how teams can run on the Bears defense. They are allowing the 4th most total yards, 151, and the 5th most touchdowns, 1.2 per game, to opposing running backs. If you go back the last 2 weeks, it was Stevenson for the Patriots and then Pollard for the Cowboys last week. Those two players averaged 17 touches, 123 yards, and 2 touchdowns. Mostert is averaging 17 touches as a starter in Miami. And again, like I said, no more Chase Edmonds got traded. Wilson's coming in. I know he played under McDaniel in San Francisco, but I would think that Mostert for this week anyway is going to be the guy. I mean, if it's going to be windy and conditions are not going to be favorable for Tua to throw the ball, Mostert's going to be your guy in this game.
Okay. Yep. The other thing is, I know they always have the cliches in one game at a time, If you're a Dolphins player and you take a peek at the schedule, I mean, you're thinking this is now the back-to-back road games, and certainly have to clean things up defensively. But you're looking at Chicago, Cleveland at home, and Houston. I mean, you're punching your playoff ticket if you start 8-3.
Yeah.
Even though it's a backloaded schedule. I mean, you see that guy. I mean, what a brutal stretch where you go at San Francisco, at L.A., at Buffalo, Packers at New England, which is in January. Oh. But that, I mean, 8-3, you're pretty much going to punch your ticket to the playoffs.
That is so difficult. Now, again, if this game, if we had good conditions for this game, or if it was in Miami, or if it was in a dome, the total would not be where it is right now. But also, I would play this game probably over like up to 47, 48, because the Bears, again, yeah, trading Quinn, trading Roquan Smith, offense is getting a little bit better. And then this Miami, attack on offense as well. I think this game in good conditions would be, 31-27 in that range.
Yeah.
Is a possibility.
Two intriguing games to start. The other one, too, if I back up a second, hard to lay these points with the Chargers on the road when they can't stop anything.
Yeah.
Giving up 27 a game. But you're right, all the injuries, offense and defense so far.
Yep. Quickly, one more game here. Is this the week that the Packers get right?
I can't say that. No way. I'm not.
I don't disagree.
Yeah. I just think they're a bad team right now.
So do I.
It was a misleading score against the Bills. Allen made a lot of mistakes. And you've lost four in a row. And the other thing, you want to back the Lions. I mean, they can't crack more than 27 points. How long am I going to wait on these wide receivers in this offense to get on the same page?
They do have to wait until like week 15.
It's November.
Yeah.
Again, not enough is being made of that horrific two minute drill that they tried to run.
Yeah.
I don't know what that was at the end of the Buffalo game and what you're doing in practice.
They ran for 200 yards on Sunday night, and they were fortunate to cover the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they created turnovers against Josh Allen.
Uh-huh. I'll tell you what, though. If they lose this game, watch out. Look what's coming up behind it. I mean, if they can't beat the Lions, and then if you lose and fall to 3-6, you go Dallas, Tennessee, Philly. Okay. This season's over.
Well, I think it's over with anyway.
Yeah.
They're not. Even if they make the playoffs, they're not going to be a factor.
At Chicago's no gimme, even though Rodgers is owned.
No.
But that's what they're up against and what they face.
This game should have points.
That defense is not playing well either for Green Bay.
No, that's been a disappointment. I mean, think about those teams that you just brought up.
Yep.
Cowboys, Titans, Eagles, they're not going to gash them on the ground every single week. They can't stop a nosebleed, Paul.
Yep. Yep.
So, yeah, I can't lay 3.5 with the Packers. I could maybe get, I think that we're going to get some points here in this game. Packers defense, no good.
Yep.
Running defense anyway, and the Lions defense, I mean, in theory, this should be, one where Aaron Jones should go off in this game. He should have a monster game against this Lions defense if LaFleur is smart enough to use him enough. Up next, more NFL games coming up. This angle was 41-17 ATS since 2013. It's now 46-17 because teams this year are 5-0. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boost. Whether you're a football, hockey, basketball, or baseball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Great promotions. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance, Sunday football parlay insurance. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. It's a whole new game and great house specials at Bet Rivers.
We continue with the NFL here. What do you think Sam Ellinger is going to look like against Bill Belichick coming up on Sunday?
Yeah, it's not going to go well.
That number is trending towards six. I see 5.5 at plenty of spots right now for the Patriots.
Yeah, it was 17 of 23 last week, but you know, you couldn't do much against the Washington defense, yeah, which they are playing better. But Belichick will have something for him. Not to mention Belichick has got a great record in his career against Indy, and that's a lot going against Peyton Manning, too.
Yeah,
he's 18-9 against the Colts. Wow. How many times he faced Manning? That's incredible. But I want to see something. This is a big game for Mac Jones. Huge. Last time we saw him at home, the crowd turned on him.
Mm-hmm.
And what have you done for me lately? They're chanting Zappy, Zappy. So he was pathetic in the win against the Jets. He struggled. Where's his confidence at? And where's the play calling and not being aggressive, too?
Mm-hmm.
Are they going to open it up and let him play? I mean, he did play well against Baltimore, but turnovers. And that's been the story with New England's offense and with Mac Jones. The silly turnovers and get the running game going. You have some weapons. But this is a game where you're seeing some support for the Colts here as the numbers come down. I mean, the time's running out on Reich, too. You just fired the offensive coordinator. You made the quarterback change after that. You had another loss. So I don't see where the points are coming from. I played under 40.
Yeah.
But what New England team am I going to get to?
So if they can't run the football on the Colts defense, Mac Jones going to carry them to victory? Is the defense going to win it for him? And here's why I say that, because the Colts on defense are very, very good. The rushing EPA allowed per play, expected points added per play, they are sixth best in the NFL. They're good at neutralizing other teams' offensive running ability. And I will say this about Frank Reich. For what it's worth, he is 12-3-2 ATS as a road dog catching three or more points. So he's been good in this position in his career as the Colts head coach. However, the Colts are one of the worst turnover teams in the entire league. They're -8 on the season. Most of that, if not all of it, was due to Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
And it's just, I mean, I can imagine what Sammy's going to look like against Bill Belichick in this defense.
Yeah, they should win, right, and it should be comfortable, and you got to get Matt going.
But that's the biggest question mark, right?
Yeah, right. Because on the other, how good does the win at Cleveland look now after what they just did to Cincinnati?
Yeah.
I mean, they went in there, Zappy threw all over them, and they buried them in that game.
Yep. Okay, so here is the system I was talking about before the break. Again, credit Steve Mackinnon here at VSiN. Numbers are up at VSiN.com. So play on any team heading into its bye week when facing a divisional opponent. We'll take away this year for a minute. Coming into 2022, the record was 41-17 ATS going back to 2013. Again, play on any team heading into its bye week when facing a divisional opponent. Well, so far this year, if you want to update that record, it's 5-0 on the season. So that's now 46-17 ATS. The Niners got the job done last week on the road. I say on the road. That was really a home game for the 49ers. But 5-0 on the season, and now 46-17 ATS. And we could sit here and analyze and basically BS you the entire time on why that makes sense. The numbers are the numbers. And so this could be, again, in theory, it could be just teams know that they have to gear up. They want to go into their bye week on a high note. And it is like you are playing a team that you're very familiar with, as you know, betting on divisional dogs anyway have been good this year and throughout the years anyway. So they're catching all those points. It's not going to be pretty with Zach Wilson. I think we can all agree on that. If it is, it's a total added bonus. But the Jets are absolute gamers. You can't throw on this team. Sauce Gardner is already turning into the West, one of the best cornerbacks in the entire league. And think about this. At Pro Football Focus, the Jets rank number two overall in their coverage rankings. And over the last five games, the Jets have allowed only two passing touchdowns. That's it in the last five games.
Good race between him and Woolen for a defensive rookie of the year. And he's down to like 3-1 now,
yeah.
Woolen. But the other angle you have, and the numbers are the numbers, as you said, is these unders. It's 75% on the season, divisional games under this year.
Yeah.
And there's three this week, and here's one of them. But the Jets have been horrible against division opponents, going back 8-30 run. So do the Bills just continue this coming in and blowing people out? You can't stop me. And it starts with Zach Wilson. If he's going to turn the ball over, they don't have a chance. I mean, he's had a horrible year. Played well against Miami. Other than that, it was it. And now you know they stick by him. What else are they going to say? He's the number two pick in the draft. But
yeah,
it's hard to say they're not better off with Flacco after at least how they move the ball through the air. He's a statue.
I want to see Mike White.
Sure. Yeah, he's been buried after what happened. But, I mean, it's one thing to turn the ball over. I don't know where he's throwing some of those passes last week. Hideous. So if you turn it over against Buffalo, you're going to be down four touchdowns.
Oh, you will be, for sure. But again, we saw last night lane double digits, and I was saying about that all day yesterday, right? It screams blowout, but I hate betting double-digit favorites in the NFL. And the Eagles never covered that game. So Bengals now on a short week, go on the road. Or I'm sorry, they play at home against the Panthers. Panthers are on the road in this game. And Panthers, after all the shenanigans at the end of that game, should have won. If you don't take the helmet off, you make the extra point, you make the field goal, you're winning that game, and you're going to be in first place of that division. I know books here in town anyway were taking respected bets on the Panthers plus 7.5 in this matchup.
I'm shocked at how well the offense has looked in the last 2 weeks.
Oh, you got to be a little bit shocked,
so, right, with the success they've had on the ground, what they did to Tampa, and then the points they scored and what they did through the air against Atlanta. And it's just a small sample, but that was pathetic Monday night.
Yeah.
Number one, they couldn't protect them. And then you didn't have anything. Higgins is going to eat. He didn't do anything.
Mm. Not until late. That was it.
They were routed in that game. Shut out in the first half. So do they win? Probably, but I don't know if they cover. And this is a great job by Carolina, as we thought they were going to be the laughing stock after the trades and what they did. And they've been great the last couple of weeks, at least much better than what we watched for much of the season.
Oh, Foreman's been terrific.
Because we know they have a good... How about them saying no to the two first-round picks for Burns?
Oh, can you believe that?
No, I can't believe it was offered and turned down.
Offered by, according to reports, multiple teams, including, guess who?
The Rams.
The team that...
I don't know how they have picks.
Neither do I.
Where are these picks coming from?
Yeah. What year are we talking about? 2043?
Yeah, right.
Go ahead, take our first-round pick. But see, to me, it's like... In my head, I don't want to get caught up in an overreaction here on betting the Panthers because of how they looked in the last 2 weeks and how the Bengals looked on Monday night. But it's also a pretty big point spread. And it's not...
It's a tough call.
Yeah, to me, it's not about how that looked without Ja'Marr Chase. I don't want to say, oh, they're totally dead without the guy. It's more about the offensive line.
Right, yeah.
And the Panthers, as we saw against the Buccaneers, they can get pressure on opposing teams.
No running game. Not really an opinion on that one, but I do think Minnesota wins and covers.
Okay, yeah, you bet them. I'm strong on that.
Yes, I am. It's just, now, much like Tennessee, they've both won five in a row by single digits. Only five teams in history have done it six in a row. Washington has been doing it with defense during the winning streak. They allowed 7 points, 23 points, and 17 points. But this is look at the turnovers, though. They're minus four on the season. Minnesota's plus six.
That's exactly right.
Heineke's turning the ball over Sunday. And then I love this acquisition of Hockenson. Love it. Not that Irv Smith stunk, but with him out for 8 to 10 weeks, another weapon, and then Cousins going back home or back against his former team.
Revenge game.
They have too many weapons on offense. And I don't think Heineke's going to be able to. Folks, that's 16-7 late in the game.
Yeah.
It was a nice win and a fun story. They had no business winning that game. And to me, you can't even compare Minnesota to Indy right now.
No, it was a total
Ellinger and Cousins.
Yeah, total collapse by Indy.
But the one thing that worries me is that they become too pass happy with O'Connell. You must feed Cook 25 times a game.
Oh, Cook's got to get his touches.
Especially when Cook is cooking.
Has to.
Like he was doing last week. So the offense has been great. They're going to take it away from Heineke. And I think the Vikings win by 10 points.
Do you?
Yeah. Chemistry, big. Confidence, big. They have something going here. They're finding ways to win all these games.
My biggest issue still is trusting Kirk Cousins.
Well, I trust him over Heineke.
Yeah.
I mean, I think he's going to put up numbers. between all these weapons that they have and getting another piece and a big tight end like that?
All right, here we go. Time for the pro tip of the hour. We do one every single hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every single day. And they're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. I can't read it, Paulie.
Value on double-digit dogs. There's value on touchdown scores props when it's a double-digit dog like Houston last night. And that guy was part of the field at 16-1. The guy wasn't even active morning of the game.
Yeah.
Think about that. So to your point, take a peek. You never know. Take a peek at the Jets.
Jets, some of the players, yeah.
Yeah, so they may get the long bomb early. And you're playing against a freight train like Buffalo, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But that certainly cashed. And anyone can go up and have a fluke and go up 7-0.
Sure. I mean, who anticipated the Texans to do that last night? Not many people, but some of the players on that team are 100, 150, 200-1 to score the first touchdown. Up next, we'll talk to Drew Butler, friend of the show, former Georgia kicker. Who bets? Is his former team laying too many points to Tennessee? What about Bama at LSU? We'll ask him coming up here and follow the money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.